anybody? Oh, I'm just preaching hard. Now, which is it? Am I helping anybody? Am I just preaching hard? I'm just... See. That Jezebel spirit. See, God got to maneuver stuff. And the spirit of the Lord, like a chess game, he got to shift and move people and move stuff and move situations. It's like he's shifting. Because he's making a way. Now, if you've ever seen a chess game, it ain't like checkers. Because see, checkers, you get there and you jump. You jump and you take it. Folk ain't walking stuff out no more. They just playing checkers. Oh, I see a good opportunity. It don't matter that I just offended Sister So-and-so, who been working in this position for 9 years before I got here. It doesn't matter that I didn't come to her and say, I would like to work with you, because I had skills at my old church, but I don't want to override nothing that y'all doing. So I want to submit myself. That spirit want to jump and take. But see, when you commission yourself to do a God's way, then you got to play chess. You can't jump and take. You got to be sure.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Come on, church, make the noise.
Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress. God Almighty, Jesus Christ, our Savior, the Holy Spirit, our Keeper. We thank God for all of His service, for those that lifting the name of Jesus up, continue to lift Jesus up. If you lift Him up, He'll draw nigh to you. He'll lift you up, He'll draw to you. He'll keep you in perfect peace. He'll understand. He'll make intercession to the Father for us. When we came, don't know what to say, Jesus will reach over and tell the Father what's on the plan. And I'm thanking God every day for you, to all these great ministers of God. To all the people that share today, the laities, to everyone, all people in positions for God. God has over organizations and what have you. We thank God for you today. One of the things the song say, God is seeking me. Did we know that? God need us to expand His ministry that He set up. Not the one we set up. Sometimes the ones we set up is selfish. We believe that we it, and you're not. Jesus is everything we need. I sit there and I listen at the song that had been sung. And you know, with a no good rascal like Saul was, and I'm just talking about in the religious sphere, like Saul was, Saul getting mad, want to kill everybody up. Little David would go get his harp, start playing some music, and before you know it, they was hugging. It's amazing how God worked, don't it? He wants us to come every day before Him, give Him praise, honor, and worship Him every day. See, the work has already been done. We just got to step out on faith and do what the words say do, and God is satisfied. We make church look hard. We set all kind of rules in the church to try to put it together like God. It's already together. You just got to abide by the laws that He's already given us from the beginning. That's all it takes. We don't need no whole lot of laws in the church. The church been already given the laws that are going to govern the church until eternity. Because we got a few hard-headed people belong to the church, and they don't want to do right. We have to kind of get some guidelines, and that's bad. I'm a pastor of a church, and you got to set rules for the pastor? I thought Jesus had gave me the rules He wanted me to go by. But we have to make rules because people, they get out of their portion. But God is seeking me. Thank you, Doreen. Glad to have you back, baby. Glad to have you back. Today we're going to look at some continuation of Revelation 16, 13 through 21. It says something to, and I got to say this before we start in the lesson. Today is when we need to get on board. When the great tribulation starts, it's too late to get on board. Let's get on today, while we have time, the members of our limbs and the Lord, and then we have to just walk up right before God, and He's going to provide for all of us. In Revelation 16, 13 through 21, and it says thus, "And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirit of devils, working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty." Then Jesus said, "Blessed, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keepeth his garment, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. For he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, It is done. And there was voices and thundering and lightning, And there was great earthquakes such as had since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and the great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of wine of her fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. I and there fell upon me a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of that hail. For the plague thereof was exceedingly great. You may be seated. That monster, the beast, and the false prophet trying to undercut you, keep you from being with the Lord. Every day of our life, church, this for everybody in here. This is for everybody in this building today. Every day of our life, I don't care if you save or lost, Satan gonna come at you. Because he know his destiny has already been destinated. He already know that. So what he's trying to do, he don't want the church to progress. He even went deep and he started working miracles too, just like the Lord worked miracles. He do that to incline you, to get you on his side. Right now, in the United States of America, there's a big demonic spirit out. Lies. Every time you turn, you hear somebody telling a lie. On somebody, at somebody, before somebody. They telling lies. And I want to warn you all. The Bible says a whoremonger and adulterer he'll forgive. Yes, now I'm talking about what the book says. I ain't talking this foolishness. But a liar won't even tear in his sight. When you start up a lie against another brother or sister, you better be careful. Because the Bible says, be not deceived, for God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, he going to reap it. He's going to reap it. You think you're getting by. But let me tell you what that is. That's just mercy of God. You ain't going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere. You can't get by Jesus. You can't get by. You better just to go along with him, what he say, and do what he say, how he say do it, and then you'll be blessed of God. Now, he tells us here, he tells us here in that 13th verse, John say here, he's seen three unclean spirits. Like frog was coming out of the, huh? Listen to this. Three unclean spirits. It looked like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon. The devil himself, the beast himself, and the lying preachers. I said it. I mean it. I ain't backing up from it. False mean a lie. Look it up in the dictionary. You don't have to take my word. Yeah. False. They not telling what the word say. They telling what they want to be said. You got to say what the word said, and God going to conquer you. He going to be with you always, even to the end of this world. See, they false. The devil, the beast, and the false prophet shall have quick and very harsh punishment going to come to them. So it looks like you're getting by because you hurt me. You talk bad about me. But it's coming back to you, brothers and sisters. It's coming back to you. You better get, we better be reconciled before that great tribulation comes. Because once the tribulation starts, you're going to have hell on your hand. Hell in your heart, hell in your mouth, hell all over you. We got to get it straight today while we have mercy with us. Because one day, I know you don't like this, one day justice is going to move mercy and grace back, push them to the side. And justice is going to take over and pay every man according to his work. Whether they be good or whether they be bad, you're going to get paid. See, God don't manipulate your salary. Whatever you work for, he makes sure he pays. And he can't lie. He say he gonna do this. That's a covenant blood promise he made with us. He can't lie. Before he lie, heaven and earth gonna pass away. Whatever God say gonna be real. It's truthful. 1 John say, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they be of God, because many, listen good, false prophets are going out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses, listen at me, that Jesus is Christ, Jesus is come in the flesh, is of God. See, a lot of times we get too spiritual. We get too spiritual. We get too spiritual. If you don't believe Jesus coming to gnash your body like I got here up here in this pulpit, these other preachers got, you ain't born of God. I'm talking about what the word's saying. I'm looking at it verbatim. You say, know the Spirit of God. You got to confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is coming to flourish, listen at me good, is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist against everything God stands for. Who of ye have heard that it should come, and even now already in the world. Y'all can't see it, I'm sorry. It makes tears come in my eyes when I see the writing on the wall and I still don't believe it. We got epidemics running all over the world now, cutting people down every day. Ain't nothing we can do about it but stand back and say, the Lord gonna fix it. Well, I think he finished all this work on earth. Now listen to me good. Jesus and God finished all the work that they had to do on this earth. And now both of them back in heaven on their throne. And the next time they get off their throne, they're coming back to receive the church. But we got to walk by faith and not by sight. We got to do the thing that he say for us to do. If we don't do what he say for us to do, then we're going to catch it. We're going to catch it. Say, for they are the spirit, and the Bible explained itself. He said they are the spirits of what? Devils. What, the devil went out of wake milk? Yeah, you remember, don't you? Y'all remember in Egypt? And look what he said. Which go forth into kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them into the valor of that great day of God Almighty. Watch this. Watch this, y'all. Don't you know Satan trick us and make us do things, make us seem right, and we know we wrong, make us seem right, so we go and do it and we get our buddies to come go with us. You know, you're just building the fire higher. Y'all didn't know the more wood you put on the fire, the higher the fire is, huh? Well, that's what he's trying to tell us today. They gathering up on us. Tell us today, America, everybody running around here, there's enough country on earth. How you the greatest country on earth, and you hate, got hate, animosity, got strife, hearsay, they say, she say, all that's in the church today. How you going to please God with all that in the church? You cannot please God. Bible say we got to be one. Jesus prayed that prayer, 17th chapter of St. John, say, Father, just like me and you want, I want them to be one with us. We don't want that. Unless everybody in America liars, they got 74 million people on one side of the ship and 82 million on the other side of the ship right now, this day. And the Bible tells me a house divided among itself cannot stand. I'd be fearful for even to lay down or go to sleep and I said something wrong to somebody or talked about somebody. That's bad. We got to stand firm like Jesus say do, not like we want to do. But look at the word of Jesus himself. Look at the word of Jesus himself. Look what he said. Behold, look, I come as a who? Now watch this, I come as a thief. The thief don't, your porch light, don't cut your porch light on, he ain't gonna come then. Wait till you cut it off. See, evil is nighttime. Good is daytime. When we slip up and do things, you know I'm the only one in here ever did that. You look this way, look that way, you don't see nobody, you go on. I'm the only one. All right, now somebody else told you about it, I guess. Huh? He said, behold, I come as a thief. Bless. Now watch this. You already, watch this, E-D, you already blessed. This is what the book says. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed, watch this, you already got your cap on. You ain't got to look for now another cap. He said, blessed is he that watches, watch, and keepeth his garment. I'm going to stay, keep the whole armor of God on, that I may be able to fight against the wiles of the devil. Huh? Keep the whole armor. I'm going to stay dressed in my fighting clothes, my war clothes. Stay in them. I heard Jesus say, because you don't need to fight for yourself because the battle ain't yours. It's mine. That's my battle. I'm going to take care of that. You just stay faithful in things you do. He's, now, watch what he say. Keep it going. Lest he walk what? And they see your shame. Now, can I come clear? If I go in the back and pull my clothes off and walk through the church, y'all see my shame. Y'all come out, gonna call the police and say, sir, you better come. He done lost it. He done lost it. Police gonna come and throw me on the floor and put his knee in my hurt back already. Drop his knee in my bag and I'm gonna say something. He gonna beat me with the club. You gotta have wisdom though. Knowledge, and he'll give you understanding. How to walk through this life. See, God gave us the Holy Ghost. So, you know, could I be messy a minute? God gave us the Holy Ghost. Y'all listen to me good. I don't care where I go. Hi, sugar, how you doing? You all right? All right? You look good. You almost look good as me. You don't look good as me, though. Wherever I go, God seals me and keeps me, instructs me, in scripture knowledge. He lead me, he guide me, he instructs me into what? All righteousness and all truth. Whatever you do, that's why he said, behold, look at yourself. When Acts 20, 28 say, what did he say? He's talking to the preachers. You're a watchman, you're an overseer. I want you to tell the people the truth. Don't go around and say, well, you know, I thought, don't do that. Don't do it to Jesus, especially don't do it to me. I don't want your thoughts. I want your truth. I want you to bear me with the word. Put the word on me. So then, as the scripture tells us, saying, and he gathered them together into a place called, now watch this, in the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon. Lord have mercy. Armageddon. That's the battle valley. That's a battle where all that blood stained and water. People go on east side mountain, they were down in the valley, and when they come to fight, they went into a lot of blood in the valley. That's just like the Bible tell us that we need to walk in the light as Jesus in the light. If we can stay in the light, watch this. I won't have to fulfill the lust of my flesh. Because y'all listen to me good. Every day of your life, this flesh seek. You don't believe that, huh? Y'all don't believe me. You don't believe that, do you? Here is a mic here. And it's belonged to the church. But when I turn my head to the side, you take the mic and put it in the inside coat pocket and take it with you. This is what you didn't know, though. Without the, what is it called? Receiver, you can't use the mic. You can see good all you want, but if you don't do no good, you ain't good. Huh? You ain't no good. None but the pure in heart shall see God. That's what the word is saying. So Armageddon, this is where the last battle is going to be fought, y'all. The last battle on this earth is going to be fought. When the seventh vial is poured out on earth, poured in the air, and the air is going to condense so much until they're going to get out, they're going to stop your lungs up, your lungs going to collapse, you can't breathe. Well, right now, it's hurting us now. All them big plants and stuff, that are letting off all that stuff out of them stacks and all that, that's killing the nation of people. But this time, when he pour that veil out on, that seventh gonna pour his veil out, this is gonna happen, your lungs gonna start collapsing. You can't breathe. No, can't get no, and then if you breathe, you let in this poisonous gas. They're gonna kill you on the spot. That's why he say you gotta get it right now. Look what Matthew says here, 24:43-34. Say, but know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, huh? And would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye what? Ready for in such an hour as you think not the Son of Man. Good God, I don't know when. I can't sit up here and tell y'all and be honest and truthful with God when Jesus is coming back. I see a lot of signs, but I don't still know when he's coming back. I see some signs. I don't know when he's coming back. Disciples ask him there, when you're coming back, you don't need to know. Just be ready. Is that good enough for us? If it's good for them, it's good for us, huh? So let's just do like he said for us to do it, and we're going to be all right. He said, the seventh angel poured out his veil in the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven. Now, see where the voice come from, huh? Not out the earth, huh? Out of the temple of God in heaven from the throne, saying, now watch this, it's done. Mercy, sister, my little sister Erica, Mercy gonna get on the sideline. You know, they don't allow me on the football, even though I'm famous, they don't allow me on the football sidelines no more, huh? I can't go on the side. I used to go out there when I get ready. Can't go out there no more. Rule and regulation change. I have to stay on the sideline and watch the game. You see what I'm saying? Mercy and grace, they're going to move back. And judgment going to take its course. And when judgment come up, ain't no sense in saying, Lord, let me go bury my daddy. I got a crop in the field. I need to get a little bit out of it. He said, no, I ain't got time for that. It's done. Isn't that what the scripture just say? It's done. And do you notice that the seven vials wasn't poured out at the same time? Because God's judgment is steps, one step at a time. And every cup or bowl that's filled with his judgment is poured out one by one. The sea gonna turn to blood. That's a day. You can't drink no more ice water. You could drink ice blood if you want. No ice water. The trees, a third of the trees gonna die. A fourth of the ships on the sea gonna perish. Men gonna wanna die and can't die. They're going to want food to eat. Ain't going to be nothing to eat. Because the fruit trees going to be parched. Fish won't be no good no more. They're going to be dead. Rivers going to be dried up. The Bible says in that 12th verse, see the Euphrates River. The Gihon, Hiddekel. Gihon is the river that supplied the water flow to Jerusalem. All that's going to be dried up. All them little lakes, them little bit of river, going to be turned to blood. And watch this, though. The main river, the Euphrates River, going to be dry.
That's the main way. It's going to be dry. You fishermen, you can throw your hooks and your baits back in the truck. Because Jesus is in control. And mercy right now ain't got nothing to do with him now. He's in his final judgment. And he said, it's done. And there were voices, watch this, good God Almighty, thunder and lightning, and there were great earthquakes, such as were not since men were upon the earth. So mighty an earthquake and so great. Now we hear about all the time the earthquake killing thousands of people all the time. But this time, you ain't gonna be able to count the number. Them old cities, the religious cities, I think y'all talked a little bit about them this morning. Them old cities, it's against God, anti-Christ, they gonna fall to pieces. God gonna swallow them up. They don't know what to do now. See, they're gonna be weeping, gashing their teeth, running and howling, and it don't help none. But if you get on board today, you ain't got to go through that, because that's called a great tribulation. You don't have to go through that. That's why we stand every day, every Sunday, every week, every Wednesday, and tell you, accept ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things going to be added to you. But we take a chance. Well, Reverend Benjamin, I get it tomorrow. Ain't nowhere in this book here told me that I'm going to see tomorrow. He told me to be ready. In case the Mara don't come in my life, Paul put it like this. Listen to me good. If this earthly house of this tabernacle is dissolved, I got another building that wasn't made by the hands of man, but eternal from the heavens. Think about it now. Y'all, when y'all look at this, sometimes I look pretty good, you know what I'm saying? But if this go away from here, I ain't scared. I ain't sorry. In some way, he fix it up where I won't be sorry. If I lay down a while and I ain't got things all together, if he give me a week or 2 or 3 days, all I have to do is tell him. Don't hide nothing from him. Just tell him. And this is what he say he do. He wipe our slate clean. You perfect creature, just like he made you. But you got to confess it, though. You got to believe in your heart that God can do it. You got to believe in your heart that if I fall down, God can pick me up. You got to believe in your heart that if I lied on you and I come to you and ask for your apology and you give me your apology, I'm free. I'm free. God gives us another chance. But there's a day coming. You won't get a second chance. And why not take care of it right now? So we won't have to beg him when he come back now. See, when that cloud, this is what he told me now. I don't know what he told you and told y'all. This is what he said. When he appear, he going to break through the cloud. And when he come through the cloud, he said, every eye going to see him. When am I see him, he said, those that have died before you and they was anchored in me, they had received me, he said, I'm going to bring up first. I wonder why he said that. Because he got some jealous people on this earth. Ben rose up, but I'm mad because God got him up first. Why he couldn't get me up first? That's in his hand. That's his business. Let God handle that. He told me in 7th chapter, St. Matthew, don't judge nobody. Say, let the wheat and the tares grow together in a day of separation. He'd do the separation. Sometimes we try to separate people, don't we? I don't mean no harm, preachers. Sometimes we try to separate people. We try to say, this is a good boy here and that's a bad boy there. How you know? How you know? According to the Bible, the first governor of the world, leader of the world, was Nimrod, a Canaanite, which was never prayed for before God or nothing. But guess what? The first promised land, y'all finna get upset with me. the first promised land for Israel was Canaan. How they were so no good, because God judged. They were so no good until they wasn't even allowed to be prayed for at the altar. But when God got them out of Egypt, out of slavery, he sent them to a land that's flowing with milk and honey. How that happen, real? I don't know. That's God. You got to ask God. I had to help. I don't know. I really don't know. Because you jump on me at that time, maybe I'm a little sore for now. You jump on me at that time, come sword at me, I'm going to be waiting on you. Could I y'all want me to tell the truth, don't you? And that, you know, I know the scripture do say that. Say, if thy brother smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him, the other also. But before I got saved, y'all, it wouldn't pay to slap me. See, I ain't going to front it. I'm going to tell it like it is. I ain't going to front it. But since God saved me, I can understand it. I understand it now. Because if we start a fight, we just bad as the one that started the fight. He said, follow peace with who? All men. That's amazing. And the great city was divided in three parts. And the cities of the nation fell. It's going to fall apart. That's like I say, house divided among itself can't stand. And great Babylon, which is Aragna, and remembers before God to give unto her a cup of wine of fierceness of the wrath. What was the word? Anybody here ever seen a drunk man? You done seen a drunk man? He done drunk. Oh, he can't take no more. Look, he going this way. Go this way, Olivia. That way, Olivia. Okay. God said, I'm going to give him everything that he deserves. I'm going to fill that cup up and let him drink all of it. Why? Be not deceived. God ain't more. You did it, I'm going to pay you for it. I know I ain't the only one ever had a job, but anybody ever been on a job and you did the job and you go at your money and they say, we're going to give it to you later? If you wasn't saved, can I tell the truth to the church? I can't say what I was going to say. But if you wasn't saved, you're going to say, sir, I need it now. My utilities are off. I'm cold. We're in the cold and all this stuff like that. But it ain't what I wanted to say, but I just changed it to that. Yeah. And you're going to say, thank you for not paying me, right? You done worked all day, all night. And they told you. Now, could I tell the truth? They say, yeah, I know you. I thank God for you. I'm going to pray for you. Thank you. You done bought all this stuff and fixed their stuff out your pocket. And they'll come up to you and tell you, thank you. God bless you, baby. Dr. White, that happens all the time. God bless you, baby. Well, you've been practicing now, so when you get there, you don't have to go through this. Because if the worker ain't saved, the boss going to catch the devil, ain't he? Huh? Lord, help us, Jesus. Let's catch on today, children. Look what he say here. Look what he say there. See, Satan messes our mind up sometimes. He messes our mind up a lot of time. He have everybody feeding us with their spoon of food. Everybody feeding us with their spoon. And then you don't know who food the best. You don't know who food going to hurt you. But I tell you one, it's best to fast and eat the food from heaven. Eat the food that come from heaven, because all these judgments come out of heaven, out of the temple in heaven. So eat God's food. Do it like God say do it. And it's going to be all right. It's going to be well with thee. And every eye fled away in the mountains. Were what? Now y'all, come on. All of us. Y'all got more sense than I got. This church got more sense than I got. Now they say the mountain wasn't found. Where he went? Can't nothing stand before the presence of God. Did you know that? When Jesus was hanging on the cross, dying for the whole world, and he hollered and told his Father, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? God had to do this, look. Turn his back on him because he hates sin. Turn his back on him. That's the same God we serve today. Some people say God's a God of peace, though, Reb. Reb, you ain't supposed to tell him like that. He's a God of peace, let me tell you. But if you follow the tribulation, you're going to wish he wasn't. When he turned loose his judgment on him, can't nobody stop it. See, when Satan come at us, we're almost through. When Satan come at us, watch this. He's going to try to put you against this brother, this sister. If he can start a confusion between us, we divide it. And we're going to fall in. Because we all divided. We can't get along. We can't talk to each other. Can't sit down with each other. We can't pass by each other. Can't shake our hand. I done reach that people's hand and shake their hand. They jack their hand back. And I know I took a bath. My hand wasn't dirty. And they jack their hand back. I'm trying to figure out what happened. Why my hand? Why they jack their hand back for me? Because you know why? The least you do on the street, live on my brother, you done to me, their heart wasn't right. Their heart wasn't right. See, and they defied their own self, not me. They defied themselves. As we come to a close, it says, and there fell upon men. Watch this, y'all. Well, I had to look that up two or three different books to see was I right. It said, there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven. Listen to this good. Every stone about the weight of a talent, and men blaspheme God because of the plagues of the hail. For the plague thereof was exceedingly great. Now look that up, the talent. Those was blocks of ice from 75 to 100 pounds falling on individuals. I ain't talking about one block, like it's raining, like raining down ice. From 75 to 100 pound block of ice was falling on them people that wasn't in Christ Jesus. Can you imagine? Can you imagine 75 and 100 pounds of ice falling like rain and we ain't got no shelter? It's hitting us. We're going to knock you out or kill you. What will it do? It'll kill you. But you ain't going to die, though. That's what the scripture says. You won't be able to die. It's going to be hitting you in the head, blood running everywhere. I heard the brother say this morning, the blood from crushing of grace, which is stepping up on the enemy's head and stuff, it's God going to be doing that. It's to come up to the horse's bridle. That's how deep the blood was. But guess what? Here's the key. I always tell y'all, see, you don't fight in the church and fuss in the church. Watch this. When God come to put leprosy on Miriam, he called him out of the sanctuary. Called him to the door of the outer court and put leprosy on her. Watch this now. When Moses left Egypt, God told Moses, tell Pharaoh to let me go so my people can worship and serve me in the mountain. He wouldn't do it. When the death angel was riding in Egypt, and God told him to let the people go, they wouldn't let them go. He said, don't worry about it. He said, Moses, I tell you what, son. Moses, go get a wash basin, go kill an animal, clean animal under fire. Put the blood in a basin. Put the blood and just go around and paint the windows and the doors. And say, when the death angel come, he going to see that blood. He going to take off somewhere else. But don't worry about him. Just put the blood there like I tell you. If you got Jesus in your life, if you hold up for Jesus in your life, if you brag on Jesus, tell everybody about Jesus, the death angel going to slide around you. He going to slide around. He can't come in. The Bible says he can't penetrate that blood. He cannot penetrate that blood. That's the blood of Jesus. You know, I've never understood that. I've never understood it. Red blood can wash you white as snow. Good God Almighty. Red blood can wash you white as snow. Now watch this. Everybody's blood can't do it. People tell me, say, Rev, you know, Jesus went through it. Yeah, he had to do it to establish my salvation. Watch this. I cut myself and went washed it. But I took too long to wash it, put it in the laundry. They still didn't get that blood stain out. Watch this. I put it in the laundry. It may not look red, but you still see the stain there. It's going to stay there. But watch this now. When Jesus died, blood running all down Golgotha Hill, the people that had died was buried at the place of the skulls. They died and buried there, and when the blood ran down the hill, them saints of God got up. Jesus' blood is sufficient. My blood not sufficient. They put my blood in me just keep me alive in the physical being. But the blood of Jesus will hold me. Understand?
Now, one thing I want to say to y'all. I know this is a live recording. I don't care how many cameras they got on me. I'm going to have church tonight. Now, you can sit there with your pretty self, but I'm going to shout for Jesus tonight. Because I realize one thing. The God that gave us these clothes, when we mess them up, he can give us some more. Won't he do it? I want to ask you a question. How many of you all have had to cry in the midnight hour and didn't want nobody to see you, but you just had to shed some tears? Ain't no harm to cry sometimes. But for those of you that have had to go through, this is for you. Listen. You come home. You come home from work. Just imagine walking through your front door. And you look at your pain. Seem like the cost of living is not getting any better. The prices keep going up every day. And then somebody may feel like this. Well, I know a lot of men that have turned and walked away from their families, and women all over the world have had to raise their children all by themselves. Now I can see that old mother standing in the room with her hands in the air, crying, Lord, please tell me what in the world can I do?
Seem like the rich,
y'all don't agree with me. Y'all ain't got to be a witness. I know what I'm thinking about. And the going get tough. But here's what you got to do. You got to tell yourself. Tell yourself each and every day. You got to talk to the devil like this. I'm going to run on.